Are you tired of working with generic IT providers that rely on you to be the expert? Arc IT goes beyond just fixing your tech headaches. They specialize in proactive IT management, BIM support, and data security for architecture firms. The team at Arc IT gets your tech so you can focus on doing your best work. Whether you're a small firm of 10 or a growing practice with 50 or more employees, unleash the full potential of your creative vision with Arc IT. Visit getarcit.com and schedule your free IT assessment today. Hello, my name is Demetrius. Jason is out, but you are listening to Spaces Podcast Express. Thank you for coming back, everybody. Today we have a guest. He is the co-founder and business development of a company called Boxable. You may have seen some of this on Instagram or somewhere on social media. That's kind of where it caught our eye. Please help me welcome Galliano Tiramani. Galliano, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. My name is Galliano Tiramani. My company is Boxable. We're here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we are trying to change the way buildings are built. Really, re-engineer a product that's compatible with a factory mass production so that hopefully we can produce housing the same way we produce all our other modern products and make it more affordable and high quality.
Yeah. So how long have you guys been around?
We started developing this at the end of 2017. And back then it was just an idea. And then we spent several years doing a lot of testing, you know, engineering, R&D type stuff to figure out a solution. And what we have now is different in almost every way than a traditional housing, you know, from everything from the materials used to the shipping solution to the way it's manufactured, kind of reinvented it all.
So just out of curiosity, are you or anyone on your team originally from the AEC architecture, engineering, or construction space? Or are you guys jumping in from some other backgrounds?
You know, out of the myself and the two other guys that started this, the other two are engineers.
Okay.
One of them came from a background of building construction.
So was it just seeing the need that attracted you into taking on this bear of a problem?
Well, yeah. I mean, so Paolo, a long time ago, built a house using modular construction. Mm-hmm. And he just saw all the problems that exist and how it doesn't work. For all these different reasons, and said, this is crazy. There's got to be a better way. So then he originally came up with that folding house idea. And then it's much more than just that now. So we kind of, after that original folding house idea was created to solve the shipping problem, we then continued developing it and you know, solved a lot of other problems too. But the timing is right for this now. I think the market forces and the cost of housing and the accessory dwelling unit laws in California, it's all kind of moving in our favor, I think.
Oh, for sure. So you hinted at it. Can you talk a little bit about the product? I guess you can start with the folding house concept and then what you guys have now.
Yeah, so building construction's got a lot of issues. It's really the last big industry that's kind of pre-factory. Like everything else is built in a factory. Mm-hmm. Housing is not. People are trying to do it, but there's a bunch of problems stopping it from working and gaining market share. So, you know, first problem we saw was the shipping. If it's too big and expensive to ship, then don't make it in a factory because it doesn't make sense. And that's kind of the case right now for everyone else is it is cheaper and better to build it on site because the shipping's so crazy when you're trying to ship a wide load. So that was the first problem that we fixed. And now our units are 8.5 feet wide. So they're just highway legal. And then after that, we dove into how we're actually going to build them and the processes and the materials and all that beyond just the folding. And it's turned into something pretty amazing at this point. now we have a factory planned that we think is probably going to be the biggest, fastest modular housing factory ever. And it's being designed with automobile manufacturing principles. Because if you look around at different factories, like if you go on YouTube right now and type Ford F-150 factory, amazing how they build the cars. And it results in, you know, very, very low cost, high quality product, but no one's applied any of that to housing. So we think our solutions will enable us to.
Yeah. So there was the folding house concept, and then you said there was something newer. Is it just the elements
I just meant the different aspects of the product beyond just folding.
Gotcha.
That's what they see right away. What we've created is a system that can build almost any building type, almost anywhere on the planet. So we're starting out with our smallest room module. It's 20 by 20, fitted out as a kind of a studio apartment targeted towards this backyard ADU market that's emerging in California due to new laws. But beyond that, our room modules, they all stack and connect. Eventually we'll roll out different sizes. So it's just kind of like Legos, and you can build anything you want. And we'll mass produce standardized interior configurations for those room modules. So maybe we'll have 5 kitchen boxes and 5 living room boxes and 5 bedroom boxes. And then the dream is that down the line, someone will be able to go online to a configurator, grab whichever boxes they want, snap them all together and finish them off to build any custom building. And then they'll click order and it will be like Amazon Prime next day on their lot.
Wow. That's amazing. Have you seen or heard of, there's a company called TestFit that has like this algorithmic program when you lay it out or you put in your site and you basically can adjust the parameters of the site and it automatically calculates how many units and all these different elements. If you haven't heard of it, you should check it out. It'd be interesting to see if you guys could sort of pair with one of those algorithmic companies.
Yeah, what's it called?
This one is called TestFit.
TestFit.
And there's a few other ones out there, but it'd be interesting to see at some point down the line if you guys could pair with some of these programs and how it could pair with your product to calculate exactly how many units for someone to quickly grasp what they would need from you.
That's pretty cool. I'll reach out to these guys, actually. This is right up our alley.
Yeah.
Building configurator. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. But that'd be cool to see. I just want to see it.
Email him now.
Okay, cool. As we're in mid-interview, you're emailing. So all of our listeners get to listen in on some business being done live. So Galeano, when I looked at the product, one of the first things that stood out to me was, you know, the product folds and it opens up. And one of the things that I noticed was, you know, at the seams where it folds, particularly at the ceiling, I imagine you guys had some sort of proprietary system that you had to get, you know, approved for those particular connections, or was that not the case?
Yeah, everything we're doing has to be approved and tested because we're not building using the prescribed methods in the building code. So the building code says you can build with lumber framing on this spacing and this designs and follow this methods, and that's approved. We're not using any of that stuff. We're using all different building materials, all different processes. And so that means we have to go through full testing on everything. All those connection points, we have to test the panels for strength and fire and water and all that. So that's like an ongoing process that we're going through right now, where we've hired a third party testing approval company, and they're basically going to, you know, we'll make all the different panels. They'll break them in a million different ways and test them out and then issue reports. And then that all goes towards our modular building approval certification so that we can then sell these into, you know, various states and other places.
Okay. We spoke with someone that does modular construction out of shipping containers, and they talked about going through a state program for that. Is that similar to what you guys are doing?
Yeah, I'm sure they're doing the exact same factory built housing approval. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's two parts. One is product testing, if you have a new product. And the other is factory inspection.
Okay.
And, so they'll be in our factory all the time, inspecting everything that goes through. And then having that modular approval makes things a little easier for the customer and the builder, mm-hmm. because then they don't have to do inspections on site with the local government. That's all just done before they get it. So that saves them some headache.
Yeah. So you mentioned sort of the market in California, the ADU market. How has that been going? And where are you guys at in your sales process?
I mean, right now we're just, you know, basically a brand new company. We don't have a large manufacturing facility yet. We just kind of have a small shop.
Okay.
But we're gearing up to move into a very big manufacturing facility here in Vegas. And, you know, we have an incredible amount of interest and orders from all over the place. So it's a very good sign. A lot of people are interested in the product. And yeah.
Have you sold and installed anywhere yet?
We just sold the first one. Just got ordered a couple days ago. It should be shipped out and installed the next week. And I won't tell you who the customer is. High profile, it's a secret, top secret customer, but
okay,
pretty impressive actually, and we'll be announcing it later on after it's done.
Okay,
who that is, but yeah, I mean, it's very exciting. Things are happening quickly. You know, we're you know, raising money from investors and buying manufacturing equipment and leasing, you know, 150,000 foot building and hiring people and all that kind of stuff and getting it going.
Yeah, that's very exciting. So as far as the install process, do you guys assume that it'll always require crane? I think the footage that I saw was like lifted into place by a crane. Do you think it's always going to be that way, or do you guys plan for some alternative method?
Yeah, so the way we've engineered it now basically means that when the truck driver arrives, he can just dump it off the truck and leave by himself. So that's an improvement over traditional modular where that everyone would have to meet up. The builder would have to be there. The crane operator would have to be there. It couldn't be raining that day, you know, and you got to unload it. Our driver's going to show up. It's going to use a couple of jacks, jack it up off the truck and just drive away. And it'll be sitting there like wrapped in like white kind of boat wrap plastic, ready to go. And then actually moving it around or lifting it up. We spent a lot of time to try to reduce the weight so that those requirements aren't as much. And we think we're going to be able to get away with a telehandler or oversized forklift to move it or lift it to a second story. They're going to stack them because that's a lot cheaper than the crane where you have to rent the crane and the crane operator has to come too. It's generally pricey. So that's important. And then actually unfolding and unpacking it, we've got a system where that can be done with just basically some rigging and some brackets and no heavy equipment. So just kind of working through the whole process to try to simplify as many things as we can throughout the whole process, all the way from us manufacturing it to being installed. We're trying to solve problems along the way.
Yeah. Are you guys targeting a particular region? Are you like Southwest mostly right now and then going to reevaluate as you grow?
Yeah. You know, the original idea was to have a building system that could build anything and start with that. But then we realized it was a little too abstract and we should start with something that people could understand. So then we said, all right, we'll fit out the smallest one as a little studio apartment and we'll market them as ADUs for backyards in California, because that's where the market is for those backyard houses. They've changed laws there to basically open up, legalize it to put a backyard house in almost every backyard in all of California. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge, rapidly growing market and a nice place for us to start. We're getting interest from all over the world, all over the country, but California is where the costs are highest and the need is highest, and that's where we'll start.
Yeah. Do you guys have any projections that you sort of looked at that you can talk about of satisfying that California market that you're hoping to hit?
Yeah. So this is another announcement that we're going to make, but I'll make now. Originally, we had been planning a small starter factory that would produce about 300 homes per year. And since we started down that path, we saw, you know, way bigger need and interest in the product is going to enable us to start bigger. So I think this initial factory should produce anywhere from 3,000 to 7,000 casitas per year. So quite a lot as far as a manufacturing facility. But in the grand scheme of housing demand, it's nothing. I mean, the need is way bigger than that, not just California, but everywhere. There's all kind of different local market housing issues, you know, that where this can solve problems. So, you know, hopefully we'll get scaled up and be producing quite a lot of houses pretty quickly. We do have a plan to open this first factory and then open a lot more very quickly after that, if everything goes well in the first one, which I think it will.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. Looking at what you guys have going already, have you looked into styles? I think it was only just one look really to it, right?
Yeah. To start, we're not going to do any custom stuff. We're just going to have a standardized product and just crank them out.
Yeah.
And that's the way that we're going to be efficient and provide a lot of value. When you start getting into custom stuff, it doesn't make sense. And that's why, you know, when you buy a car, you get a few options. But you can't say, oh, I want the bumper to be a foot wider. You know, you can maybe pick your leather color. Same thing with an iPhone or any other product. You know, you need that standardization. But our case is actually a little better than that, because we're going to get standardized production in the factory where we're building the same room modules over and over and over again. But in the field, those different room modules can stack and connect, and they can be customized on site, and you can add a different siding if you want, or a brick facade or a deck or a different roof pitch. So really, we're getting the best of both worlds. We're getting standardized factory production. We're also getting custom buildings in the field where, you know, within certain boundaries, you can basically get anything you need, anything from a little casita all the way up to a very big multi-hundred unit multi-family building.
Yeah. What's the material of the shell? Is it metal?
Yeah. So it's galvanized painted sheet steel on the exterior, laminated to EPS foam, and then another layer of steel. And then on the interior wall is a special type of ceramic board in place of sheetrock. And that makes up like a sandwich panel. That would be the entire wall. And then around the perimeter of each panel is a PVC plastic extrusion that serves as like an end cap, a hinge, and a gasket.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Have you guys looked, or how is the mechanical systems installed and how does that work?
Everything's done in the factory. If you look at the folding design, basically we're folding up the empty space, but there's still uncompressed, unfolded space in the unit, in the shipping dimensions. So like basically by the length of the unit, about 6 feet deep, it's all just empty space where we can finish stuff in the factory. So for this casita, we're finishing kitchen, bathroom. In other units, we could do staircase or fireplace or whatever else we can fit in 6 feet by the height, 9.5 by the length of the unit. And we just keep it all on that one side. And that includes finished plumbing, electrical, gas, all that. Basically, those all exit through the corner exterior wall of the unit, and they're just ready to plug in on site to whatever you want, whether it's solar, the grid, septic tank, whatever. It's just going to plug in to the exterior corner of our unit. And also, another little solution there was we got everything to exit through the wall and not the floor. Mm-hmm. A lot of plumbing goes through the floor in some of these other solutions, and that's just kind of a pain in the ass, because then you have to, you know, prepare your foundation, you have to set it down perfectly in place, whereas our unit, it's just going to go right through that wall, so you can worry about it after.
Very cool. All right, Galeano, we're running out of time here, but any last comments or thoughts you wanted to leave our listeners with about Boxable?
Yeah, I mean, what we're pursuing here is pretty grandiose. We're basically trying to change the way the entire world builds buildings and bring one of the last big pre-industrial, pre-factory industries into the factory. And if we can achieve that, it's going to be a game changer for everyone. So please, you know, take a look on the website, boxable.com, and feel free to email us if you're interested, and we'll keep working away on this.
And to spell that out, it's Boxable with no E, right?
Yeah, BOXABL.com.
Okay. And then any social media you want anyone to check you out at?
Yeah, I mean, we're on all of them. Lots of cool videos on YouTube. You know, subscribe to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and you'll get updates on there, and stay tuned.
And it's all Boxable there at yep. Boxable.
Yeah, should be easy to find, yeah.
Okay, cool. Cool. Thank you so much, Galeano. And to the listeners, thank you for listening. We'll talk again on Tuesday. Thanks. This show is part of the Gable Media Network. You can check out similar content at gablemedia.com. That's GABLmedia.com. You can help support what we're doing here by leaving a 5-star rating and a review on your preferred podcasting app. It helps others find us, and your support is the only way that this show grows. And don't forget to connect with us through our Facebook community, Instagram, and see the random thoughts and articles that we share on Twitter and LinkedIn. Thank you again for spending some time with us. Talk soon.
Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the, it was going to be named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually in putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically, you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk, and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.